a triple, a layup, and she had one other triple that was in and out too, Todd. What a nice game, though, in that first half for Ashley. I mean, she was dominant inside, out, controlling the ball. She would have one turnover.
Well, she had two, I think, but...
Well, so she ended up with three, but...
But, you know, she was just so calm, and I think her and Sienna and Kennedy and Jay, they're just playing so well together. Leah was hurting, so she didn't play a whole lot in the second half, but she gave us a lot again. So we're just playing better basketball, and it's actually fun to watch.
It really is, and the defense, you know, it does remind me a little of the NIAC teams. And I only saw you in person for one weekend a few years ago, but I watched some games on film. And it looks like the girls here are starting to get what you're selling, buy what you're selling from your time at NIAC and Seward.
Yeah, and I don't think they ever didn't want to. They just didn't know. And I can't blame them for not knowing. It's my job to teach them. I knew early on it wasn't going to be a quick fix. And I said after Christmas, and we're getting there. Like I said, I think we can beat a lot of teams. You know, we lost to those two teams in Illinois, and I told you, let's play them at the national tournament and see what happens, because we have some talent. We have some top players. And defensively, especially in the half court, we're getting really good. In the full court, keep people in front. So we're sharing the ball so well. That group wanted Ashley to try getting the men's record, and that's the only reason she was in. I was going to take her out. But, you know, they're unselfish, and that's what I like about them.
What is it the biggest thing, Todd, that you feel that had to change, maybe culture-wise or whatever, to turn this around so dramatically from what we've seen the last couple years with the program?
Well, I think I said, I know to them, I think I said to you, a lot of excuses. People make excuses, they don't even know it. Like, if we get beat by 50, we should probably fix it. Don't make an excuse. And you never saw me complain about our coach running up on us, because we want them to. We want to get better. And finally, they realized it. Like, I think they also realized I'm their biggest advocate and their biggest fan, even though I'm the hardest on them. So they're taking it. They're actually fun to coach right now. And what is that, seven?
Seven in a row. You said 10.
Well, I'm going to change that. We're not going to lose again.
Okay. We'll put you down for that. I really think the cabin was a big thing, wasn't it? And then when Ashley got that chick threw the ball off her face, you know, that kind of thing, it brought this team closer together, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. And quite honestly, Ashley's been such a good teammate with Sienna and some other people, and I think that's opened her up. And just seeing her open up, seeing her talk to the ref there in a funny, joking way, that's Ashley's personality. But Sienna and Ashley's friendship has really, really catapulted this team to being close and actually playing for each other, and that's something we didn't do early.
You love that, don't you, when you see two girls of totally different cultures, Sienna from Marquette and Ash from Minnesota?
Yeah, you know, I don't know if Sienna had a jacket or what, but she's from Marquette, she should. Ashley gave her a jacket the other day so she wouldn't get sick on the road trip. So it's just, you know, they look out for each other now, and that wasn't before. So a lot of times they didn't see each other, and it's just different. I think they're having fun playing together.
All right, Todd, we'll see you for the men's game.
Thanks, Jack.
All right, that's Todd Cicchetto, the coach of the Bank College Ladies, after a 77-38 victory over 79-38 victory over Grand Rapids Community College. Led in scoring.